PR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado took an emergency step Tuesday that it has not taken since last fall to deal with rising COVID-19 hospitalizations. The state initiated crisis standards of care for staffing. That means hospital workers can be moved to care for a patient who is sicker than they normally would care for, giving hospitals greater flexibility to deal with staffing shortages, illnesses, and burnout. Dr. Anuj Mehta with Denver Health says patients will likely feel the impact.
So your care may be slower and may get delayed.
The state's chief medical officer says the move does not amount to rationing care. Public health officials in Mesa County are urging people to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces and to move gatherings outside to fight the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
Mesa County Public Health is not requiring people to adhere to the recommendations, but they do say the most effective way to control the spread of COVID-19 is to get vaccinated against it. Just over 52% of residents 12 and up in the county are fully vaccinated. Last November, Mesa saw a huge spike in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. And those numbers are trending higher now than a year ago. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Three Denver public schools are moving to remote learning for the rest of the week because of a staffing shortage. Students at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Early College and John Ames Elementary will learn from home Thursday and Friday. George Washington High School will be remote today through Friday. The district says the schools could stay in remote learning next week. Two murals with racist imagery will be removed from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. The murals show a minstrel character and scenes from the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. The pieces will move into the center's permanent collection once they undergo restoration. The Fine Arts Center is operated by Colorado College, which owns the license of KRCC. KRCC is operated by CPR. Along the Front Range, it's sunny, breezy, and cool today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.